That music, folks. I love it. Good on you, Don. That's from Don Nikoloff. He's the other host of the TNT Hour. He's usually on Wednesdays, 1 p.m., so tune in to Don Nikoloff, and he's on every night, Station 1, Evident Footprints. That's a program you never want to miss. So, folks, we're coming into the TNT Hour. What is that exactly? Well, you know, we don't even know, really, to be honest with you. It's really supposed to be a news hour, almost like a parody on a news hour now, in my estimation, because most of the news out there that we're seeing, we're listening to in our media, and on the internet, is just unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable might not be the word. It's extreme. The fear is just mounting, and the news agencies, there's a spin in one country and a spin in another and a spin in another, and eventually nobody really knows what's going on, but everybody has a different perception. You know, when you get powerful enough to really make that James Bond movie come true, when you're one of those wackos, sickos, that truly doesn't have a good heart, that doesn't want the best for you, and they're sitting in that kind of an orgy of power, and they're manipulating the media on the grand scale that they are. Amazing. Amazing. And you know they're doing it. We see they're doing it. And it's just extreme. And it's not only amazing, but they're really doing it. And as that sinks in, you start to go, It's kind of like when you're sitting back and it hits you. They really are chemtrailing people to death. They really do want to make us sick. Pharmaceutical companies are spamming everything. We're getting their spam all over our corporate websites, all over our personal and corporate emails. And they're marketing to our kids, and they're trying to fill us with pills and mandate that we get inoculated, and it does sink in. There's somebody out there with too much money wants to see you die. They not only want to see you die and suffer, but guess what, folks? They want to rape you while you're dying and suffering. Now, I know that sounds extreme. You know, to me, it actually takes a while to wake up till it all sinks in. Till you find that the conspiracy theorists out there, maybe they don't have a fraction of it. Maybe they're just, a lot of it's disinfo, because the real deal is even worse than that. What do you think of that, folks? You'll have to excuse me, because I'm going to drink a little coffee. We have Alyssa. She just came into the office, and she was feeling poorly, and Seth was out last week for a day sick, and I just won't take a day off. So you're just going to have to deal with my voice. And if you don't like it, tune out, tune in, but tune up. This is the TNT Hour, and you're listening to Don Newsom. I enjoy gabbing. I love to gab. Something I've always enjoyed. I'll gab with anybody. So if you ever want to call in and you just want to gab, and you want to gab on the air, and you want to make a statement, a point, whatever, give us a call. If you're tuning in to someone else's website and you're hearing us, or you're an affiliate of bbsradio.com, or you're tuning in through, you know, who knows what, and you're listening to me, the numbers are 877-876-5227. That number's toll free. It's in the U.S. And we do have a Canadian number. That's toll free, but you have to go to bbsradio.com to get it. And you click on Station 1, and you'll get the call-in numbers. We do have a direct line, but I figure there's not enough out there listening to me, so why give it up? You can also find that on the website. Folks, you know, when it sinks in that there are these nefarious movers and shakers with the world in the palm of their hand because of the financial and economical hardships and grip that they've put on people throughout the world, countries throughout the world, developing countries throughout the world, and through these banking institutions and schemes, they've really suppressed the technologies, the people, new energies, new systems, and at the same time, they're trying to kill you. Amazes me. I mean, it when it does sink in, it sinks in all the way, and then you got to go, okay, now that we know, once you really get the fact that there many of them are really out to reduce population, but they want to make something on that. They want to make a few bucks. You know, they want to make sure that they can control the situation, make the money off the situation, and bring paradise to them first, of course. Their opulence will show you that. You know, these kings, these lords, these emissaries, all these beautiful people. The beautiful people. Yeah. I mean, I love them. Don't get me wrong, I love them. They've created a catalyst here for learning, probably unlike any other situation you can be found anywhere else in the universe. But I think every situation is a lot like that. It's unique. And here we have a little bit more of those energies to deal with, and it's been, to me, it's a learning curve. This is where we grow, where we can apply our knowledge and our wisdom. See, what is our wisdom given us? If we don't apply that knowledge, the wisdom, the application of knowledge, when you start to apply that, things change. I mean, we could all sit around thinking about it, and it might work. It'd take a lot of us. We'd have to be thinking really hard. But in lieu of that, you know, I think we could always take the action. And that action is really coming to grips with truth and then making decisions to provide a better way. Choices. Give people choices. You know, the truth is, these people may truly, ultimately, in some way, through their own perception, believe that this is their higher calling. Whoa. You never know. Could be. You know, we're told not to judge. And I think a lot of us do a lot of that. I think it's not a matter of judging. It's knowing what's inappropriate and wrong for you. But it's not judging others. It is, of course, judging is something so different. It's literally saying, you're less than me, or you're over here, or you're in that category, or you're something that I've perceived you are, and I've stationed you. That's judging. I think that's a thing of the past. I think today we don't have to, because we're wiser than that. You know, growing in wisdom means allowing the uniqueness of the different individual aspects of the Creator, creation, to unfold. Let it flow. But we can also choose what's appropriate for us, ourselves, our neighbors. In other words, we can choose what's in our world. And if we find that what's in our world is unacceptable, we should take steps to change it. So a lot of what, you know, I, there's a lot of stuff that's posted on the TNT board, and I'd like to go into some of it, but a lot of it, again, is so much spin. It worries me, folks. It worries me. There is such a spin on information out there, and a contortion of that information that You know, you almost have to wonder if these big media networks haven't bought out all the big players in the internet and started feeding bullshit down the pipeline. Just let it go. Sometimes I wonder, because of a lot of it is just, you got it in everything. And maybe it's that way by design. They're trying to create enough information overflow that people can't discern. Information overload. I mean, when you really get into it, you're seeing 10 different sides of it, and they're all erroneous, and then a lot of them are planted up for that exact purpose, to lead you down the wrong trail, which then puts you off. It can be depressing. But the truth is out there. See, you know, I keep searching for it. And the truth leads me to some pretty dark places. Because there's some dark people out there. But there's some very beautiful people, and we have many of them on our network as hosts. Now, we have a couple new shows that are coming down, but before I get into that, I wanted to discuss, and if you'll excuse me, I'll be back in 2 seconds, folks. Just stick around.
This is Pete Seeger, and you're listening to BBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Sylvie Avery. Join Mick and I on the Spirits Work Show for the most unique and fascinating hour of communication with the spirit world you're ever likely to hear. Every Monday at 7 p.m. PST and Thursday at 1 p.m. PST. Visit our website at www.spirit-teaching.com to find out more about us. Buy our books online from our site. See our ever-growing list of audio CDs on subjects from this show. Have an Akashic reading from your book of life. Uncover truth and knowledge to empower you through your life. Direct from the spirit world, spirit guide Gregory Hay offers a personal reading by email. Just visit us at www.spirit-teaching.com or you can find us on bbsradio.com.
Hi, this is inspirational speaker Wambui Bahati, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS.com.
Hi, this is futurist Michael Scott.
We got lots of promos for you. We could run lots of promos. We got a ton of them. In fact, I think we have so many that we haven't even put into the playlist now. But we're going to start putting them in. We're going to, most of your archives are going to be up to date here in the next 2 weeks, even from the prior years. They'll be in the new system. And you guys are going to love it. I mean, we have a whole new station coming out, bbstalkradio.com. So if there are a few of you out there listening, you can go check that out. We just put up the initial page. There's not much there, but it's launching in February. Whole new schedule geared towards mainstream, entertainment, gossip, comedy, Hollywood, and all sorts of things. So that's going to be our newest full-on studio. It'll be in downtown in Los Angeles. And we'll be playing some of the best new shows and some fabulous new music. And I think you guys are going to like this. This is going to be a real fun little deal for us. Because, there's a lot of wonderful people that we know, and a lot of wonderful new hosts, and a lot of engaging arenas when you start bringing on that type of programming. Because you get a lot more programs that are call-in programs from maybe doctors, relationship counselors, and experts, and, so keep an eye on that. BBSTalkRadio.com. That'll be launching in February, folks. And it'll be a headline station. I mean, you'll be able to find it on BBS Radio. Now, I've noticed a few emails by some of you wondering why we're shutting down our streams now. We no longer are running 24-hour music on station 1 and 2, or music for the rest of the hours when we don't do live talk radio. Well, we're moving our streams, and again, it all comes down to royalties, folks. You know, if you're playing copywritten material, someone's got to be paid, right? And that's true; they deserve to. So, you either have to take steps to make sure you don't play that sort of material, or you have to play the material and then take steps to pay. And we are going to do that with the Station 1 and 2. But it's what we want to do is integrate the new station and the music station with a new streamer. And that'll take care of everything. Station 1 and 2, what we might end up doing is running 24-hour programming back to back. We might just run programming and then on the off hours repeat the programming. Because running music on Station 1 and 2, nobody really hears it. Because during the programming hours, there's a lot of programs, and after the program, live talk radio's over, we figure that running music for the rest of the time might not be the best spent time for this network. We'll probably start rerunning shows. So that's coming. So there are some changes. The 24-hour streaming will be back again sometime next week. And we do apologize for that. But we are moving providers, and it requires different sorts of agreements, royalty agreements, and all sorts of fun stuff, right? Okay, folks, again, there's probably not many of you out there, but whoever is out there, you're welcome to give us a call. Give me a call at 877-876-5227. Do you have anything important to say? Any news you want to share with the viewers? Anything that you just got to get off your chest? You want a psychic reading? I'll give you a psychic reading. You call up, I'll tell you who you are. You bet. Love to. You call me, I'll tell you exactly who you are. You all you'll have to utter is, hi. I'll hone right in on you, pick out your energy, and I'll zap you. I'll say, yep, know this guy. Know this woman. And I'm just going to lay into you. Going to give you a full-on out reading. What do you think of that? Free. Free. No charge. I'll give you any kind of reading you want. Intellectual. Poems. Literature. Any kind of reading you want, I'll give you. You call in now. You know, that reminds me. you're just not in on the joke, but I'm going to let you in on it. You know, there was a program the other day where there was a particular host who decided that they would allow someone else to do their programming. And I guess the guy believed that there would be a million callers into the program, because he kept asking for callers and nobody would call. Funny. You know, and I know our audience. They don't want to call. They want to see you crash and burn. They want to just see you go south. And then they want to brag about it. No, they actually, you know, it's fun to watch people crash and burn. Have you ever watched a program where a host will just be on the edge of absolute insanity? They don't know whether to crack, to hang up, to keep going, to cry, those are the moments. Those are those deep moments that you gotta love. I love them. Yeah. They separate the wheat from the chaff. Chaff? Whatever. I don't eat it. All right. I'm going to take another little break. I'm going to toot my nose and try to make my throat a little better with another cup of coffee. So, while I'm gone for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to play some promos. Yep, folks, more promos. And next week, there'll be another 50 of them. We'll load up a bunch more. Just, we have them here. We haven't posted them. Promos are good, aren't they? I mean, it's kind of nice to headline some of this music and some of the shows that are coming out. But we're trying to get more promos from the hosts, but often many of them don't send us promos. So I encourage them to send a promo. If you don't hear their promo on our network, say, guys, you know, you really should be sending them a promo. They're always running promos. Folks, I'll be right back. You just stick around.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!
Hi, this is futurist Gordon Michael Scallion, and you're listening to BBS
Radio.
.com.
Hi, this is Christoph Goes on BBS Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside, because if it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com.
Vitaly, the new name in electronic music, presents his new album, Looking at the Stars. Check it out at www.vitalymusic.com and here at BBS Radio, your first choice for unconventional and original music.
Hi there, this is Christoph Goes. You'll be listening to new tracks from my new album Turning Inside right here on BBS Radio. Because if it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com.
Hello everybody, this is Dr. Joe Vitale. I'm one of the stars of the hit movie The Secret. And I'm the author of way too many books to even list here, including The Attractor Factor and Life's Missing Instruction Manual. You're listening to BBS Radio. So fasten your seatbelts, get ready to be inspired and informed. You're in for a wild ride.
Hi, this is producer and composer Nelson Ortega. If you're an independent artist looking for airplay, BBS Radio is the place for you. BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com.
Words can't truly describe what you see. Words can't truly describe what you hear. Yet some words can inspire you to see and hear images and sounds impossible to describe. Genuvia, language of the heart. You've never heard anything like it, but like it you will. JANUVIA.com. Available on iTunes and Amazon.
Hi, it's Sam Green from Sam Green the Time Machine, wishing you all the best and the best of everything that one can offer. Enjoy the music. Be a part of it. Wishing you the best in space and other places. Enjoy the music. I do.
Hey, what's up, peoples? This is The Worderer, and you can peep my flow at TheWorderer.com. But right now, I'm just tuned in listening to the biggest of the big dogs of internet radio. I'm talking BBS Radio, because you're done, though. If it ain't mainstream, then it's gotta be on BBSRadio.com. Roof.
Yeah. I love that promo, actually, folks. That's by The Worderer. He's excellent. I mean, I'm not big into rap music, to be quite honest with you. But The Worderer, wow, Genuine Art, that's a song. This guy really is, he's talented. All right. Now that I'm back and you've listened to a few more promos, we're going to start in on the TNT Trusted News Trader. All right, I guess you guys all know where to go. You go to bbsradio.com and you click on Trusted News Trader. And you'll find that that'll bring you to this posting form. Create a profile, start posting. And then you can get to the news, which is posted on there. You can get to it anyways, but you really can't post anything. But some of it's out there. And some of it's pretty good, folks. Now, Zany Mystic, he's one of the hosts of a fireside chat. And he loves to post these fabulous posts. I mean, he finds stuff from around the internet that's just fabulous. One of those was a speech, an inspirational speech by Barack Obama. And a video. And I guess it was quite the speech Barack had written up for him. And was able to then wow his audience with. Wow. Yeah, I guess he did that. You know, I mean, again, what's the illusion? Do words make the man? Do they? I can sing you a song and I can dance you a dance that'll, you know, enwrap you, hopefully. And that's what they're doing. Now, let's look at the track record. Let's, you know, have a look and really check out this guy. Where he came from, who's pushing him, who's backing him, who his people are. And then decide. And I think that that speech was a brilliantly written speech. And he got a chance to orate it. Wonderful. All right. Next one, Zany Mystic, Divine Government, 2008, by Patricia Diane Cota-Robles. You know, interesting, the Zany Mystic would post this because Patricia will be doing a program with us. We will be posting her up on the schedule. She will be starting out in February or March. And she'll be actively with us on the network. It might be March. So we're looking forward to having Patricia on the network as a host. I think she's going to be fabulous, folks. But this is Divine Government, 2008. Now, I didn't get a chance to read this, but it's probably something I probably should spend a little time reading. I just have not. This must be a more recent post. So I don't know what to tell you on that. Mankind Endangered by Woman. This was posted by Dancer. I have had a chance to read through it, and we'll skip it. Next one. RMN paved the way for excellence in news, public affairs, and public service broadcasting. Thanks, Dancer. We like RMN, too. All right. Vanishing Bees, Lancifer. He posts a link to a Vanishing Bees post. I guess it's going to be some sort of a film, but I haven't had a chance. look at it. You know, really, I haven't had a chance to do much. It's been an unbelievably rough weekend, folks. So we're going to skip this because I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Haven't read it. Oh, looks good. Looks here like you can cure yourself with water. 100% cure. For many diseases, simply drinking water. And then, of course, there's a post underneath it that will have you drinking your own urine. So, there you go. Up yours. I don't know what to make of the TNT board sometimes. I think if we're going to do a news program around the TNT board, it's going to have to be done in a little bit of more of a blog-type fashion with reporters and such, and that's what we're going to be building up to. So we're right now just having a little fun, bringing a news hour to you. And, I'm spending a little time on the TNT board reading from it because we really don't have our reportership finished yet. It still takes a content management system, and that content management system might take us a few more months to finish scripting. Because we're doing everything in-house. And, you know, not enough manpower, but we try to script everything ourselves. And where necessary, we sometimes do have to outsource things, but it's rare. You know, sometimes if I go down a little farther, there are some interesting posts that I have had a chance to read. Of course, more of the same. Folks, I mean, Robert Darby posts quite a bit of information and interesting responses. A lot of it, again, leads back into the fear. A lot of things lead into the fear, or they lead into the extreme, or they just erroneous lies. So you can actually pick that out. We try to headline those on the TNT board. If we see something that is just straight out crap, we're going to call them on it, and we're going to post it. Now, a lot of stuff gets posted, and we don't have the chance to read it all, but it's a great resource. So if you get a little time, spend a little time on it. It's the TNT board. We headlined some of the posts over on the right, which you really should have a look at. I mean, we've got some powerful posts. If you guys really want to know what's going on, you want to feel a little weight of the world, and you want to be aware of the facts I told you earlier on in this program, and you want to let it sink in and take action, well, you know, there's a good section of links to some of the videos and posts that we've headlined on the TNT board now, and it runs down the right side of the board. And you can spend a good whole day running through that stuff. And you'll eventually figure it out. You'll start to go, wow, you know. Things aren't on the up and up. Our government and many of the officials throughout all branches are acting in a very corrupt way. And we now find that these criminals are bringing that industry into our government. And that they're shipping cocaine secretly. They're really literally taking a handle on all corrupt forms of business. They're taking all sides of it. And they're confusing the issues, and they're in power. Wow. Yeah. You know, it's gonna take people coming together to oust such a criminal regime. Why? Because they don't want to go. Do you really think with you making that kind of money and you know you're screwed anyways, right? Think on it. You're making billions. Your friends are making billions. You're going to get hung anyways. I mean, you already know that people know, and you've already covered up so many. Why not just keep doing it? I mean, you've run ramshot or roughshod over the whole country, over the people, and you're still doing it. And you're still there. And they're still talking about impeachment. Interesting. It does. Isn't it interesting how it works, folks? These people actually, they do. They run ramshot over you. So they do it right in the open, right in your face now. What are you going to do about it? Because they're just going to keep doing it more and more and more, and you're going to deal with all the little issues in the background that they keep throwing at you. You know, there's a simple way to stop this, but I don't think people want to go there. I don't know why. You know, simple way is to be talking to every person you meet, all your neighbors, and everybody, and you spread the word, and you say, we have to do something about this. These gangsters are killing people. And it extends all the way up to the highest levels of money and secrecy. And it needs to come to a crashing halt. We need to do it here in this country, folks, because this is your country that stands for what? Freedom. Isn't it one of the biggest symbols of freedom? So if we let them take this country down, which they're doing, if we let them, it probably would lead to some form of global domination. Do I believe that? Oh yeah. If they can take down a country they've brainwashed into believing was free all their lives, and brainwash the people in that country to believing that they're not only free, but they are the freest in the world, and they have an obligation to help others to be free, and then slap them, take all that away, and put them under a regime. Not only put them under it, but make them believe that they're free while you're doing it. And then when people wake up to that, they keep doing it, and then they lie out in the open, they take away your rights, they do it all, bang, 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 bang. Amazing. And they keep doing it. Now that's what we got to contend with. And, it's going to take it. Well, folks, it's going to take outrage. Absolute bloody outrage. Outrage. It's an outrage what's going on. And again, If our great, wonderful country and its great adopted culture now, which is very unique because it's from many different parts of the world, and the people here really have all of their freedoms absconded with by a group like this, we are a sorry lot. So, I mean, it's pathetic. Be quite honest with you. Pathetic. And I do feel pathetic. I can't vote. I'm Canadian, folks. Legal landed immigrant. But I feel pathetic at times. Pathetic. Because I'm doing all I can, but they're still going. And I need the help of many. We need the help of the many in order to voice this outrage and to bring it to a stop. And we need to round up these criminals. All of them. And we need to separate them where they can no longer harm others. They need to be separated, folks. They have chosen to harm people in a very great way. And therefore, in my understanding, when energies don't meet, it's best to separate them. And those sorts of energies, those people need to be separated from the rest of humanity. And we need to start working with our local, and we need to really get into our local law enforcement agencies, guys. Start going in there and finding out what's going on, talking with people. Let's find out who these people are. Let's start at the ground roots level too, not only the top and starting to bring awareness to it and truth, but you got to take an active step in the evolution of our future. Or we won't have one. You'll wake up, you'll think everyone else is going to do it for you. But funny how that works. We still create our own universe. You still will create the world you live in. So you hook those two together, it throws you for a little bit of a conundrum, doesn't it? Well, basically, it's going to depend on your effort. And I believe that Ron Paul is the best man for that job. Personally, I do. I think Dennis will be an excellent man if he's chosen as well. But I've, done a little more research into Paul, and I like his track record. I like what he stands for. And I think at this time, that might be the way that works, bringing everything back to the what the founding fathers had originally envisioned. Even though I know a lot of you people are going to say, "Oh yeah, well they were part of it," and all leads to true. We could go the spiritual route, and we could have an infinitely better country and world. But are they? Is everybody ready for that yet? Maybe we got to start somewhere. And I think starting with our liberties and our freedoms is a great place to start, don't you? And I look at his track record, and I listen to him, and I see his action, and I realize that he's actually going to do what he says. That's got to scare a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, when you look at a rebel, he's a rebel. This guy's a rebel. He's not going to try to codger you. He's not going to run ramshot over you. And I certainly don't think he's going to pull the wool over your eyes at all. He's going to call you out, call you on it. And he may, you know, again, he's playing a diplomatic role. He has to swim with sharks. So a lot of things, you know, you might feel very strongly about, like I would say 9/11 and the truth movement. Pretty tough. Pretty tough. I mean, he's got to play an interesting game of cat and mouse. I wish he didn't. It's sad that it even has to be played. But people, you know, there's things. There's a right time and a right place sometimes for certain things. And right now, we need to get in there and we need our freedoms back. We need to start feeling safe in our own country. In our own home. I don't know, but do you guys all feel safe out there? I mean, I granted, I feel safe. But, I mean, as a country, as what we're doing, do I feel safe that this is going to lead to peace? No. I think the way we're going is going to lead to more and more war. More and more death. More and more killing. More and more killing of the fodder. More and more fodder for the experiments and the killing and the deception and the disinfo and the money making, the money grubbing and all that. Which is going to lead to a lot more of it. But in a global way. It'll provide everybody entertainment. Hey, if the global world, New World Order gets together, you'll have a lot of entertainment. I'm sure they'll dumb you right down to grasshoppers. Simple way, keep you mindless, keep you entertained. Folks, I'm going to step back for another coffee, and we're going to play a couple more promos here. So, don't go away. Tune in. You'll love the promos. I do.
Hi, I'm Antonia Love. Psychic Avatar and Metaphysical Teacher. Welcome to BBSRadio.com. If you're looking for high spots, all original programming, even the music we play, always original, always here on BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Niles McClower for the new show, Why Life Is, right here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Now on BBS Radio, Why Life Is answers a vast number of questions and explores the demystifying of metaphysics and spirituality. Just a fraction of what we will cover are such subjects as detailed explanations of the afterlife, what the meaning of life is, and what intelligent life is like in other worlds. This is a show many of you have been waiting for to hear and participate in as well. Why Life Is has been on the air broadcasting for nearly 3 years and is now available on BBS Radio in prime time on Friday nights at 7 p.m.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com.
Hey, this is Mickey from Aldo Rocks. You're listening to BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network on the planet. And that's bbsradio.com.
You were listening to The Peaceful Planet synthesized from spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray. Listen in to The Peaceful Planet every Saturday at 12 noon Central. To music from the angelic realms, including inspired songs from John Lennon, George Harrison, and Michael and the Band. This is show host Marcia McMahon inviting you to join us as we share messages from the Ascended Masters and the Archangels as we bring you into a higher vibration of love and peace for the planet. Hear my weekly interviews with cutting-edge world teachers and musical talent.
Do you like music, angels, and channeling? Are you spiritual, a psychic, or a healer? We are one on the Peaceful Planet show at www.bbsradio.com every Saturday at 12 noon Central Time.
Almeen, the greatest mystic of our time, invites you to join her as she shares powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Her books and audio library have become roadmaps for those seeking truth in an age of deception. Her live events are unparalleled in the transfiguration of participants into immortal mastery and beyond. Now you can experience the profound wisdom and an incredible message of hope she has for mankind right here on BBS Radio. Friday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, tune in to the mystical world we live in on Station 1 to receive the most cutting-edge information on the massive cosmic ascension of which humanity now finds itself.
All right, folks. We're back with you. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Don Newsom, the TNT Hour, the Trusted News Trader Hour. The guy who's just going to tell you like it is. Tell you what it is like it is. So, the way I see it, each and every one of us has, I think, a responsibility to clean this mess up. And if we can only spend, once a day, making a phone call, writing a letter, talking to a neighbor, telling a friend, sending out an email, posting our thoughts, getting the word out there that this is totally and absolutely unacceptable. And we're outraged. And we start holding massive gatherings. We force that issue. We force our right to assemble, and we start holding massive gatherings every time something is happening that we find unacceptable. Because through that right to assemble and free speech, and same with the internet, we can crack this. But if we lose that, folks, we lose our rights to assemble and free speech, you're going to be heading down a dark road. There's a few that have led before you, and they, that road is dark. It's long. It's bloody, usually. Not the kind of road I want to take down. You know, I think we can do this in a very peaceful, loving way. But we have to do it in a very direct way, and we have to be forceful about it. Forceful. Because they are using force to take away everything you've got. And they're using the force of the power that they are absconding with. Thievery. And they're running ramshot over you because of it. These guys have no scruples. Remember, when you try to put all the corrupt industries under your domination and you feel that government has a right to do that, you feel that, and since because of the operations of that form of industry, it It leads to... Folks, come on. Don't you think it leads to corruption? You know, we've got a situation here. I mean, if you guys are reading some of the newest information out there, you're starting to wise up to the fact that people are even using the airline industries. That's why there's such a restriction. Don't you get it? Right, there's such a restriction on the aviation industry now, and why everybody has to have passports and everything, because they want the skies. They want to be able to use the skies for the drug trades. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're doing it. In fact, I've seen now three reports, in the last little while. They talk about CIA planes and them using planes, and they can't nail the owners of these planes because they charter them out and they do it in such a paperwork trail that, and then even when you can't hold the owner accountable. And so they use these airwaves, to peddle stuff to you. And then they regulate it and they, of course, a lot of these airline industries, there's the high ups, the money people are all part of this. You know, don't leave out the transportation industry, folks, when you're thinking about media, government, big oil, and big pharma. Transpo. They're there, too. And, you know, this corruption is seated itself in the very powerful seats in these, because they moved them there. They put them there. So these people that run these very powerful corporations, the people behind the scenes that run it all, that really got all the power, those are the people we got to be getting to. Because they're using this, these huge industries and all their wealth. Look, they're using these huge public industries, really, and their huge, exorbitant amount of wealth to put you under total domination, to feed you whatever they want to feed you, to send whatever they want to send you, and then to arrest you when you go ahead and use their products. So that they can catch you on all sides of the coin. They can be the seller, the dealer, and, well, they've actually taken the three-party system to a whole new level, haven't they? You know, no longer judge, jury, and executioner. They're playing that side of it and the other side too. Wow. So if you haven't read the news lately, check it out. I don't know whether that particular article is posted, but there's a lot of information about this. You know, we have to, they're not special. They're not aliens. I don't think they're spiritually evolved ghouls. These people are men and they need to be treated like anybody else. Well, I'm not, with no fear of these people, they're sick and they need to be stopped. So I'm going to leave you with that. A few more promos. We're going to have a program up. Up next, that's Miracles Happen. Dreams Do Come True. That's Iris Jackson. We love Iris. She has a beautiful program. She's one of the most beautifully heartfelt souls you'll encounter. So I suggest you pay attention to this program. She has been walking a spiritual life for the greater part of it. And she reflects it in all that she is and all that she does. So you stick around. She's going to be up in about 5 minutes. And thank you for tuning in to the TNT Hour with Don Newsome.